Trucks waiting to get out of Britain are backed up for miles, and people are stranded at airports as dozens of countries around the world ban arrivals from the UK over concerns about a new, more infectious strain or variant of the coronavirus called B117. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the new strain is out of control around London and in parts of England, but experts are also urging caution. They say the new strain appears to be more infectious, but it's not clear if it's also more deadly than the coronavirus that's killed more than a million people worldwide. Still, there's concern. What will its impact be on vaccines, on known treatments? So countries are clamping down at borders. Let's go to a service area in Kent in southeast England where this new variant, the B117, has spiked. And hundreds of trucks that normally cross from England to France every day on ferries or through the Euro Channel tunnel, the channel, are stuck. Rick Mayo is one of them. He's a British trucker, but he moved to Spain a few years ago to save money. He's stranded now at the service center in England because he's trying to make his way home through Europe. He joins us on his cell phone. And Rick, when this news started to spread about this new form of coronavirus that possibly spreads faster than the first, as a truck driver who has to be on the road, what were your thoughts?
It didn't really affect us a great deal because when the coronavirus first started with us, we were going up and down through Spain, France, Germany, etc. throughout Europe. Keeping the supply chains going. So we just carried on going. We didn't stop. You just had to be extra cautious. Gloves, masks, etc. Loads of bottles of disinfectant and loads of bottles of antiseptic, etc. like that you keep in the cab as you do. The new virus, we were taking the same precautions. Still got to keep the supply chains going.
Well, but as you know, a lot of countries are saying, not through our country. I mean, they are blocking specifically Britain at this point. What are you seeing as you look around at this rest stop?
Many, many lorries parked up, not being able to go anywhere. A lot of Eastern Europeans, French, well, no French. But basically, there's not many English going over because it's too near Christmas. Because I live in Spain, though, I'm looking to get back abroad or back over into Europe to get down into Spain. The longer it goes on, I mean, it's doubtful I'll get home for Christmas now, because from where I am, it's 3.5 days home. So I'm one of the lucky ones, in all honesty. At least I'm in a service area with facilities, food, showers, toilets, etc. Shops there at the services. A lot of the guys are parked down on the motorway, and there's no facilities, no food, nothing. They're the guys that are struggling. They didn't get any. They might have had warnings on the motorway, but basically a lot of them were already down there because of the delays on the tunnel. When it finally shut down, they were stuck. End of story.
Yeah. You're stuck there as a trucker, but there's some irony here because Brexit is coming, the UK breaking with the EU, but there's no deal. So there was concern that in several days, when Brexit kicks in, there was also, you know, going to be a huge backup at the border. Are you afraid that you'll go from a, you know, new variant of coronavirus backup to a Brexit backup?
My belief is, I can't call people liars, but my belief is a lot of this is political anyway.
You think?
I believe a lot of this is France making a protest against Brexit. And that's my belief. It's not a fact. It's only a belief that I've got. There's a lot of people in the same sort of opinion because the way the EU are actually treating the UK at the moment, it's not fair. They're demanding they're going to give us 27% of our own fishing waters, and they want the rest. And it's our waters. You think, well, are you crazy? And we're stuck. This is where we're getting no deals. And that's where a lot of it stems from.
Well, you know, Rick, I hear you, and I know yours is not the only voice that thinks this, but I'm thinking, boy, you know, if politics gets in here, we're familiar with this in the U.S., you know, who do you trust? Because you know, the officials are saying that this is a serious variant of this coronavirus. They want to block it from crossing borders. You're saying you're skeptical of that. I understand your thinking, but does that mean you don't believe that this strain is that serious?
No, it's all serious. Don't get me wrong there. No, there's something about it. But during the first coronavirus, when it first came in and the first complete lockdown, so there was a European lockdown, and the only people that were on the roads were trucks and people on the first hand, like nurses, police, firemen, etc. Those on the front line were on the road, and obviously truck drivers keeping the supply chains going. And we were going through all the borders, and we were going through there with very little delay. But with this one, my belief is it's a bit of a protest from France. I think there's a lot of politics involved myself, which is probably something, as you say, you Americans are probably used to.
Well, we're sorry you were caught in the middle of this. Rick Mayo, he's a truck driver, a lorry driver, stuck in southeast England on the border because the French have closed that border over new concerns about a new variant of coronavirus. Yeah. Rick, best of luck to you, and Merry Christmas. I hope you don't spend it at a truck stop.
Me too. There's a saying in England, it is what it is.